Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Miss Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I have my good friend Kevin Wright joining me from Delish Sweet Tea. Personally, I've been very excited to do this interview with Kevin because, you know, we've been connected for a while, and I've definitely seen your journey from like your day one until now. Mm-hmm. And you are doing it big, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yes. So, you know, I want to, you know, really just jump right in. Can you tell me how you kind of got your start with Delish Sweet Tea and just kind of walk me through that journey?
Oh, so I'd be a fool to sit here and say that I was self-made. It's my brother's company. I'm really kind of helping him out. Okay. And we're helping each other out, really. So it's basically like utilizing your resources. So he had been doing it for a few years already. And we decided to boost up my rap career. You know, it's like a rap snatch type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it goes like hand in hand. Now, I don't think that both of us really knew that the impact that it was going to take off like that. But I'm glad it did take off like that because for me, it's more than juice. It's showing people that you have options other than the regular 9 to 5 to actually do something. It's bigger than juice. It's really motivating people to do their own thing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've all, I think, kind of like had to go to a job and we had other, you know, things and aspirations that we wanted to do. So I think that that's, you know, a really, really good message to have with the business. Like, hey, it's more than just you go to work every day.
Yeah, it's not about no money.
So, you know, with your music, I know.
Right. Go ahead.
Right. I'm sorry. I think it was a little bit of a delay. But, you know, so like with your music. So I know that you were doing that, too. So like how has, you know, doing Delish Sweet Tea, how has it kind of helped boost, you know, your music as well?
You know what? I got a couple things going on. I don't want to speak on it too soon because it's not in black and white yet. But a couple people have reached out and have been reaching out for like the last 7-8 months. Nothing's in black and white yet. But just meeting people, you know what I'm saying? Just meeting other business owners and having that connection with them people is I can put my product in their stores. Mm-hmm. I can put a QR code on the bottle, which we do have a QR code on the bottle. So if they scan that bottle, it'll take them directly to whatever link I decide to put on that bottle, which happens to be my music video. I get that type of stuff from like Nipsey Hussle. So it's just meeting people. You got a network to increase your net worth. So, you know, that's the prized possession right now that we're dealing with.
Absolutely. And I mean, especially with the pandemic, you know, that was what I noticed with what you were doing, that you were still growing, you know, exponentially, even though we were in the midst of a pandemic. You know, we saw a lot of businesses that kind of they were set back a lot because they, you know, they weren't able to get to the people. But you know, it was like every time I saw you, like, it's available in this store, it's in this store. So I was just like this. I was like, I gotta interview Kevin. This is dope.
Well, let me say something. When that was going on, like the pandemic and everything, I was laser focused in. I didn't care about what was going on around me. You know, I got a mission and I got to survive. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a person on the street selling whatever they're going to sell. I'm not going to say nothing negative. You know, they ain't always got to be nothing negative. But that stuff that happened during the pandemic, it's not going to stop me from getting my money. It didn't stop that dude from Amazon. What's his name? Jeff Bezos or whatever. It didn't stop him from getting no money. So it's not going to stop me from getting no money. So, I mean, you know, if you allow a man to feed you, you allow him to starve you. So, hey, they say, hey, jobs is closed down right now. Schools is closed down. So you got people sitting at home waiting for them to pass laws and stuff so we can eat. Never. Yeah. I want to eat.
Yeah. You know what? It's no secret. My supporters know that I still work a 9-to-5, but I also have my other business ventures because I just believe, you know, I'm like, look, I got to have me a few streams of income. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, the motivation for when I started my business a few years ago was I was kicked out on my ass from a job that like I gave everything to. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I will never, ever put another business in a place where I lose if they kick me to the curb, you know? So I can definitely identify with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that plenty of times before.
Yeah. Right. You just like, I need something a little bit more. You know, you need something for yourself because we already have the drive. We go and give it to the 9-to-5s. Yeah. But if we can have something of our own mm-hmm. that, you know, we can pour into, yeah. that's something that's not going to stop, because it's yeah. like it only stops if we do.
Right, right.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. When my older brother Ty came to me and he presented me with this opportunity, mm-hmm. it's like I get to help somebody that I know. You know what I'm saying? When you go to these jobs, a lot of these bosses you will never see. You know what I'm saying? So, like when I was working at my last job, I'm pretty sure that them bosses was in Florida somewhere. You will never see them big wigs. They don't care about you, and you better come to work on time during that snowstorm. You better not be late.
Right. And if you do see them, it's usually because it's some trouble looming somewhere. So.
Well, I mean, well, they're checking up on the plantation, really. That's all that's going on.
Ooh, they're not ready for that, Kevin. They're not ready for that. Well, you know, I want to know, since just with everything with your career, because I mean, it's more than just Delish Sweet Tea. You know, it's your music career and everything. What's been, you know, one of your biggest accomplishments that really stick out to you?
I meet so many people, and I was just taking a picture with a guy who didn't even speak English the other day. I mean, that right there is for me is everything. I don't want a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't want $1 million. I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? I can make way with 10,000. I'm a hustler. I mean, eventually I'm going to get that $1 million. But at the same time, it's like I'm worried about the small guy. Hey, I'm the underdog. I'm still the underdog.
That's right.
So I mean that's where we at. I'm here to influence the underdogs. Period.
So that's been the thing that it kind of it fills you up as far as with business.
Yeah,
I can agree.
Hey, and I got to do this for my homies too. This ain't about me. This is about me and my homies too. I only got very few homies, so I can say, hey, if I get a million, multi-million, I can take care of my people, because I ain't like no MC Hammer type of stuff going on, like where I got 100 people to take care of in the neighborhood. No, that part of my life is over with. So okay. I got my 4 or 5 homies that's going to get taken care of, and we all going to make it together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I let everybody know my mission with the Blueprint Media Company. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's really about, you know, being able to, I get joy shining a light on others. Right. And, you know, we have just been able to grow. Like, I remember, Kevin, I could not get anybody to interview with me locally.
Oh,
like, it was so difficult. Mm-hmm. This past week, I had a gentleman that, he's in a group, and they were the first artists that came on the show. They right. literally made it like okay for other artists to feel like that they could book with me, you know? And it's just like, mm-hmm. it's crazy when you look at kind of like where you start, and mm-hmm. it's just like, then you know, it's like now I have people that reach out to me and I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm like, let's work, you know? Yeah. But it wasn't always like that. So that's a blessing.
Well, see, what happens is nobody going to believe in you. You know what I'm saying? They got to see some type of, oh, yeah, she's moving, and then they're going to jump into a lie. Now, you may have your core people who's been believing in you since the beginning.
That's right.
But for the majority of people, they're not going to believe in you. You got to start moving first, and, hey, they're going to be like, hey, you know, we see Michi over there. Let's holler at her. It's cool to do the interview. 112 did the interview with her. So now we want to do the interview with her.
Right.
I'll be watching.
Ooh, look, you know how that goes. You know how that goes. But so look, we talked about the highs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I really like to get into with, you know, my entrepreneurs that I bring on is, you know, like really being real about the experience. Because I think you can agree, people just kind of see us in business and they see the glitz and glam, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
What were some things that were challenging from you?
Oh,
you know, or challenging for you along the way?
It's still challenges. I mean, you can hustle yeah. all day and then get a dollar.
That's right.
I mean, you know, the ups and downs, it's an emotional roller coaster. You know, shout out to Vivian Green. I love that song too. But yeah. it's an emotional roller coaster. Things change, people change. Somebody may place an order one day and say, hey, we don't want it. Somebody may be like, hey, you're crazy, you're selling this and that, and it'll never work. You know, so it'll mentally, if you allow somebody to stop you, and to tell you that your dreams won't work. And they're probably telling you that they won't work because they didn't even think of the idea, first of all. So now they hating on you because you coming up. And here I am, I'm a black male, you know, with the skin tone, you know what I'm saying? And everything, I got the hair and all that. So, you know, the odds is against me. But we going against the grain on that one. I'm not stopping. It don't matter. So what I'm saying is this. Everything kind of got to come to an end almost. So... if all the locations, if I lose all the locations today, mm-hmm. I hop back in my car and I start all over again. It's nothing. We hustle. This is real. Hey, Rich Kids Clothing too. This is one of my clothing.
You gotta plug your people in, okay? Yeah, you know what? I think that when you first start in business, I think those no's, mm-hmm. if you are not mentally and emotionally strong, it mm-hmm. can stop somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's yep. just like, for me, I'm like, okay, they didn't respond back or whatever the case is. I'm like, a no is just a yes later on. Okay, yeah. Like, you know, that's really what it comes down to. And it's amazing when you see it come full circle, because you might have got a no in the beginning, or maybe, or I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, it's like they kind of beating down your door, like, hey, no, we want to do this. And it's just like, okay, you know, but it's,
you know, I'm still getting no's to this day. I mean, everybody don't say yeah. It's been locations that have said, hey, you know, the product ain't moving fast enough, and we're going to continue our relationship with you guys in the summer. So, I mean, yeah. that right there could play on your mental. I was getting prepared because people was telling us, like, hey, during the wintertime, nobody's going to buy that. You know what I'm saying? When people come in and they buy hot chocolate and all this stuff, and by the grace of God, I didn't listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Because what you think, and you put that in the atmosphere, it's going to come back on you. If you're going to think something negative is going to happen, then, hey, something negative is going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's power in your words and in your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. So if you think that you're going to fail, you will mentally set yourself up to fail. And that's yeah. the reality of it.
Yeah,
hey, look, you giving them gems today. Okay.
they're going to listen. They have to listen.
Yeah.
You're providing the platform for us to come on and speak what we know. You know what I'm saying? I'm only speaking from my experience. I'd be a liar if I say, hey, everything's good and every day we get money. No, you take losses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You deal with customer complaints. It's all type of stuff, you know? So I'm still going through it. You know, it's been nice, but I don't sleep because I'm thinking about my next move.
That's right. That's right. That's the real, those are actual challenges that I think that we all face, but it's just not talked about enough. And that was why I like really wanted to start this platform specifically, because like everything that I do is going to be for the showcasing of others. But mm-hmm. this one specifically, I'm like, no, let's really talk. Like, you are successful. I've seen your story. Mm-hmm. When I tell you it was inspiring, it went from like, okay, this is what I've got. And now I got like wholesale orders. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think you know how inspirational that was. Even to, you know, to me, I'm like, I've kept going in situations where I should have stopped. But then I see that and I'm like, we got to keep going.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Right. I will say this. I did not take the time to enjoy the moment. I knew I was in the moment, but I knew I had to take advantage of the moment. Because I'm proud to say it. Now, I didn't go to college. So after high school, I did not go to college. Like, college is not for everybody. So hey, it was a point in my life. I'm looking at me. I'm telling my OG, I'm like, hey, I want to be a rapper. She looking at me crazy. Like, hey, you got to get a job. I'm going to these jobs, but these jobs ain't where I want. So I'm looking at me one day. I'm like, hey, man, is this something wrong with me? Everybody else can go to work and have no problems. I'm going to work. I'm getting fired because it's more out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get the million. I'm gonna get the million. I'm gonna do this for the underdogs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, that's real. And this is the thing. I don't, you know, college, like if I could go back, I ain't even gonna lie. I got all the way through my fourth, you know, getting ready to graduate and decided to drop like a major component of my degree. And I ended up like, you know, graduate. I got a BA in English. Now I have flexed off that BA in English, but I was supposed to be a teacher. And it took me the getting through college. And I was like, I don't want to do this. It's more for me. You know, I did operations management all throughout that time. So it was like my spirit moved to that. And I'm like, I didn't need to go to college for that.
Wow.
Now I'm just sitting up here looking stupid with my student loans, but they get paid. So, you know, we do what we can, but there are different journeys that you can take to still obtain success. And in our community, it's like, go to the services or go to college.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's not another way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Come on.
Well, how have you been staying motivated? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but I want to know in a little bit more detail, like, what is motivating you even during these times that we're in?
Really, I mean, not having nothing. I'm working, not having anything and working to have something keeps me motivated.
That's right.
The conversations with you are keeping me motivated. The pictures with people who I don't know are keeping me motivated. Talking to business owners that have respect for me now is keeping me motivated.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, to the normal person, maybe I'm doing a lot, but to me, I'm doing everything. Like for them, I can go in there with jogging pants on and Jordans, hey, and we breaking down deals. This is how it goes. You know what I'm saying? And hey, respect me as I am. This is also what I want to say about a job too. Mm-hmm. You got to always, you know, you got to do your hair, you got to dress nice and all that stuff. And they don't know the real you. So when you have an off day, hey, Michi, why you come in here and your hair don't look nice like when we first seen you? No, this is how you gonna see me with a do-rag on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you can't complain of, hey, you used to look like this and that. No, this is the real me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be yourself. No, that's real. That's
what motivates me, y'all. You know, people like the small things motivate me. And you know, here's the thing. I want to say this to anybody that's running a business.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, but also try to incorporate new things into your business. Now, I'm going to give up a big secret real quick.
Okay. Oh, get us an exclusive.
So we had the tea going, but okay. I always knew that we had to incorporate the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with this tea. So once I said, hey, look, we did a lot with the tea. We kind of we not at the max, but we good. We at a good level. Hey, now I start incorporating. So now everybody is like, yo, what is he doing over here? Hold on. And I'm gonna do the same thing with the clothing line too. The clothing line will be coming this spring.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited. I feel like anything that you do, you've got the drive to make it successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. You know, some people, I think we see it all the time. I'm sure you run into it where they just drop a business. And then they just expect for all this money and stuff to flow in. I'm like, no, there's marketing. There mm-hmm. is pop-ups. You know, there's all of these things that you have to do in order to make your business successful.
Yeah, hard work. Anything that comes easy is never worth having. I don't know why people still get mad at friends and family. Oh, they don't support me and they ain't my real friends. It's kind of set up to where the universe is... The people that you know shouldn't have to support you. I mean, get the outside base. You don't just, I mean, I got a feeling about that. I got a certain way I feel about that, but mm-hmm. I can't explain it. It's like, you do not need the people that you know. Just because this person known you for 20 years do not mean that they got to support you. It's not their job. They're not obligated to support you.
It's not.
You want to find the right people. Once you keep on flowing and once you're going, you're going to find the right people. I'm cool with people who I just met 8 months ago and they feel like I've known them for like 15 years.
Absolutely. Well, so you know what? I can speak to you from the perspective of when I first started. So I did event planning and coordination and then kind of merged my way into media. Everybody mm-hmm. kind of knows my story, but I did feel feelings of disappointment initially from family and friends. I'm just like, damn, you can't even share the video or you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like share a flyer. Mm-hmm. And I met my business coach who, you know, still works with me to this day. And he's just like, no one is obligated to you whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And when he said that to me, I mean, we're talking about now almost 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It changed my whole mindset. And mm-hmm. then it was like, at that point, I'm like, you know what? Instead of me trying to break ground locally and only focusing on the people that are in my immediate areas, family, friends, neighbors, you know, local areas, mm-hmm. we got to go bigger than that. Yep. And, you know, now I'm just like this. I used to tag people in the videos. I don't tag anybody. If you see me, you're mm-hmm. going to see me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's it. You know, that's it. So yeah. You have to get out. You cannot take things personally in business because it's just business.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. Another thing, like everything. Okay, so the internet has its purpose, but then also, you know, the street work, the groundwork that you laying out in the street and people actually being able to see you and talk to you, that's a whole nother different type of area. Okay. So what the computer generation is doing right now is keeping everybody behind the computer and say, hey, I should share this. And, you know, somebody from Japan should share it too. No, that ain't how it works. You got to get up out here. You got to hit the ground. If I seen Master P, you know what I'm saying, make $1 million off of selling CDs out of his trunk, 3-6 Mafia of them, they making $1 million out of their trunk. Why would I break that code? They got $1 million doing it. Let me see if I can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you have to be visible. I mean, you know, I do a lot of things virtually now because I'm just like, you know, some people, they really be out here in this pandemic. I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
But I definitely try to, you know, make sure you got to go and have that face-to-face interaction.
Oh, yeah.
It, it has to grow. It cannot just be based online.
Absolutely. What's going on online is you got your 1,000 Facebook friends, and it's going in a circle. It's not going to get up out that circle. The same people want to see you, and that's it. You know, Facebook probably got it set up now to where, hey, you want certain people to see you, well, give us some money. Period. And that's where you got this sponsor stuff coming from.
Look, you ain't saying nothing but a word, okay? Mm-hmm. That's for real. You'll see like the same 100-something people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. it.
Really? That's all it. I see is really 5 people. So, you know, you lucky you see 100.
You know what? You got to go. Look, we'll have to talk about that off air so we can get your algorithms together. You know, I want to know. I mean, I feel like you've given me, so much information just about your life and your journey. But, you know, did you have a moment where there was like a big lesson that you learned since you have launched your businesses and your music career?
You know, I here's the thing, like, I was doing this back in like, what you think, bro? 08 or something? Oh, maybe like, I started, it ain't nothing new under the sun.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say about that. Nothing changes really. I was doing music back in like in 08. We started the clothing line back in 08. Mm-hmm. We trying to get the clothing line up off the ground. You know what I'm saying? So that's an area to where we're still trying to figure out. And thank God that, you know, we had the tea come along and we got the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, because now that'll kick the door open for us to be like, hey, we got this too. It's an easier avenue. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait. I need one of them sandwiches. So you just let me know when y'all doing a pop up or where I can go and buy that.
So this is what we just did within like the last 2-3 weeks. We were trying to get it closer to the south suburbs.
Okay.
So we are based out in Aurora, Fox Valley Mall, PBJ's third floor, if anybody's ever there.
Okay.
So we just have Mr. Bobby's in Chicago Heights sign a licensing agreement to sell the product out of their location. So we're going to be doing that Saturday. So now for anybody who ever wanted one of the gourmet peanut butter and jelly sandwiches can actually go to Mr. Bobby's and get it from there.
Well, look, I'm going to be pulling up. I'm going to be pulling up. So I need that and I need a tea.
That's me. I got you. It's for you. It's on the house, too.
Look, I'll be there. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. But you got to love that. If you were to be able to have a chance to speak to someone that was an aspiring entrepreneur or even an artist, what's one tip that you would give them? I mean, you've given them a lot. If they watched you just now, you've given them a lot. But what is like your golden rule that you would share with someone that's looking to really break out?
Keep going. Keep going.
That's right.
And I got to do 2 tips. Put the money behind you. Stop spending all your money on the Jordan. Stop spending all your money on the Hennessy and all that. I mean, it's cool. You can do it. But that studio costs too much. You know what I'm saying? How that studio costs too much and you just spent that on a bottle of Hennessy? That's a lie.
Right.
So believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? If an artist came to me and said, hey, I want to do this and I want to do that, then I hear their song and the quality ain't good, I'm like, man, this dude don't believe in himself. He got a Gucci belt on though.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
People, they think that it's so easy and that you don't have to do any initial investment before you really start business. And it's just like, you might lose some money in the first few months up to your first year before you really start to get those wins.
Right.
You know? And I agree. You know, definitely not stopping. The one thing I hate to see is someone that comes out with something and it's a dope idea, but there's no execution and then it just ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did you go with this dope idea that you had? You know, mm-hmm. What are you doing about it? And it's really unfortunate to see.
Mm-hmm. It plays a trick on the mind. You know, when you're not successful as quick as you want to be, mm-hmm. it begin to play a trick on your mind. And that's why I'm telling those people out there to keep on going, because eventually something's going to crack for you. I mean, period. If you keep on throwing rocks in a glass house, something's going to eventually break, period.
That's true. That's true. I just want to say it's been, a pleasure just chatting with you today. And I'm, you continue to inspire me as an entrepreneur. And, you know, I know a lot of other people that you have, just come in contact with, before you leave me though, I know you said you can't give us too much, but just let me know what we can look forward to. Just a couple things in the near future that's already out there.
More of everything, more music, more clothes, more tea, more different flavors, more locations, more everything. Ain't nothing stopping. I'm here now.
Okay, you can kick the dough down, y'all. So y'all better get ready. Kevin, let them know how they can follow you and how they can support.
Okay, Instagram, Rich Kid Kevo, RichKidKevo. You can follow us on Instagram, PBJs, PeeBeeJays. You can follow us on Instagram, Delish Sweet Tea. You got it right there, so I ain't gonna
spoil it. You know, because some people don't like to, they don't listen, they just like to read. So,
And then all they got to do is go to YouTube, Rich Kid Kevo, and they'll find me. All the information is pretty easy to find.
You know, I wanted to link you with someone. They've got a show going on 420, but we'll talk about that off air. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it'll definitely be lit. Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, everyone that's going to be tuning in. It's your girl, Miss Michi. You can follow me on all platforms at Miss Michi. That's MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And make sure that you follow the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter at the BP Media Co. We're out until next week, so bye.